This is Dr. Omoto dictating a follow-up. Please use a follow-up template. Patient last name is Leasol, L-E-A, S as in Sally, A-U. First name is Carol, C-A-R-O-L. Date of birth is October 1, 1961. Date of service is April 4, 2023. Referring provider is Jyoti Ratti, J-Y-O-T-H-I space R-A-T-T-I-M-D. Chief complaint. Follow-up on rheumatoid arthritis. Subjective, this is a 61-year-old Caucasian female with history of rheumatoid arthritis on Humira with Felty syndrome, who is here for a follow-up period. She has been struggling with the flare of the rheumatoid arthritis since September of 2022 period. She was feeling great during the summertime while she was able to use her swimming pool period. However, since September, she started noticing gradual worsening of the rheumatoid arthritis despite of using Humira 40 milligram every 2 weeks period. I had a telephone follow-up with her on March of 2023. But prior to that, her last visit was, her last appointment was July of 2022 period. At the last telephone appointment in March, she was also suffering from bronchitis, which was going on for a while, and I have prescribed her antibiotics period. During the episode of bronchitis, she was off of Humira, period. However, without the Humira, she flared up terrible rheumatoid arthritis joint pain, therefore, she took a prednisone last night, 25 milligram, instead of typical 5 milligram twice a day that she has been doing, and she feels decent enough to come to clinic today, period. Prior to that, she has missed an in-person appointment with her oncologist due to inability to walk, period. Past medical history, hypertension, next coronary artery disease, status post-stent, next hypothyroidism, next rheumatoid arthritis, next osteoarthritis, next history of leukopenia, thrombocytopenia, after Xeljanz for rheumatoid arthritis, she is suspected to have Felty syndrome. Now she's been off of Xeljanz and still exhibiting those abnormalities, period. Current medication, Humira, 40 milligram every 2 weeks, after stopping it for 3 weeks, she resumed Humira 2 days ago, period. Prednisone, 5 milligram BID, next Erbacil, Sartan, next metoprolol, next aspirin, next. She was also given tramadol, muscle relaxant, naproxen for her pain, period. Review of system per template. Please change joint to per subjective, objective, general, actually objective all per template except joints, patient has slight swelling of the knee bilaterally, and pain with flexion and extension of the knee, period. Please add to general. Patient walks with a cane very slowly, period. Diagnostic data dated March 30, 2023, her CBC shows low white blood cell count of 3.2. Hemoglobin is low at 10.9. platelet count is normal, this time at 223. Her CMP shows elevated glucose of 178, creatinine slightly elevated at 1.07, otherwise normal, comma. Hemoglobin A1C is elevated at 7.9, comma. Sed rate is elevated at 96, comma. C-reactive protein is 56, comma. Up to 10 is the normal range. Impression number one, rheumatoid arthritis, comma. Currently in severe flare, period. She has been off of Humira for 3 to 4 weeks due to bronchitis issues, comma. She just resumed Humira 2 days ago, period. She has taken higher dose of prednisone yesterday at 25 milligram, which is making her feel much better, period. The blood test was done prior to administration of Humira and the prednisone, period. Next, Felty syndrome with low white blood cell count and low platelet counts. Next, degenerative arthritis of the knee, comma. Her work comp doctor is suggesting knee replacement, period. Next. Recent episode of acute left neck, comma, shoulder, comma, upper chest pain, comma. The MRI report indicates she has severe degenerative arthritis of the C-spine with foraminal narrowing. So I believe this acute episode of pain was nerve issue, period. Next, left shoulder pain, comma, MRI indicated degenerative arthritis and rotator cuff tear, period. She has history of using left arm to unload heavy object for a long time, period. Recommendation number one, as she has just administered Humira 2 days ago, comma, I will not be able to start any new biologic, but we need to consider switching to new biologic as Humira has been ineffective since she's slowly deteriorating since September while she was using Humira, period. Next, I would try to get authorization for her to start Enbrel to see if she can have better control of rheumatoid arthritis, period. Next, in the meantime, comma, I had asked her to increase the prednisone to 20 milligram per day for 5 days, comma, then 15 milligram per day for 10 days, and then 10 milligram per day for 10 days, and then 5 milligram per day, period. Next, I had also given her a prescription of tramadol that she can take to help with her pain, period. Explain to patient that the naproxen does have a GI toxicity, so I would rather stay away from naproxen while she is on prednisone, especially as it would accentuate the GI toxicity, period. Next, I would contact her once I know the status of the authorization for Enbrel, period. This is the annotation.